Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And we are so thrilled to have you on board for Connected today. Thank you for tuning in to He's Alive Radio. And I want to say thank you, partners. Without you, this station would not be here. And we need more covenant partners standing with us today, more than ever. Today, my special guest is Bill Preston. He has a program the Anchor holds every Saturday here at He's Alive Radio at 11:15. You can enjoy tuning in to Bill Preston. And also, you are also part of New Covenant.
Everlasting Covenant.
I knew there was a covenant in there. Everlasting Covenant in Fairmont, West Virginia. And so glad to have you today. We will be back. And I tell you, we need to be concerned about our nation. And he has some information, I believe, that might open your eyes.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here to stay, bringing joy that will last. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Christmas, and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
Bill Preston is our special guest, and in fact, you have the program The Anchor Holds every Saturday, 11:15, here at He's Alive Radio. Brother Bill, you gave me a DVD to watch, and it was moving. There wasn't a lot in there that I didn't already know because my mother was in the public school system. In fact, she could not wear a cross around her neck. She could not wear earrings. She could not have her Bible on her desk. And this was some years ago. She's been retired over 10 years. And it was very difficult. She felt that God had called her as an educator to reach children, and there was the day where she could.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to where in her class, she had to deal with the Christian children couldn't pray, but the Muslim children, she had to give them the opportunity to kneel and pray in front of the other mm-hmm. students. She could not share Jesus Christ in any way, shape, or form. And she would pray for opportunity that if they were to ask, she could answer the questions. She chose to teach science so she could emphasize this is a theory, not proven. Mm-hmm. This is only a theory, because she felt that was her call. After I watched the DVD and I saw why my mother was so ready to get out, not only because of her age, but because how difficult it was on her to be a school teacher. And thank you for sharing. I forgot the name of the DVD, but
Indoctrination.
Indoctrination. If anybody would love to see it, it's good.
Yes.
I'm glad my first daughter went through school. My first daughter was a valedictorian. She was a Christian. She was not permitted to give the graduation speech. So what I saw, like I said, it was no revelation. My second daughter, she graduated as a homeschooler. So, my eyes were open for sure by that time. And I'm so glad she was. It's made a difference. And I have seen children that are homeschooled and children in the public school, both in the church. And there is a difference in behaviors. There's a difference many times in attitudes, and there's a difference when they get older, whether they depart from the faith or not. So I believe in homeschooling. I believe in Christian education. I believe in that. And so what are some of the things you want to share with us today?
Well, when we look at the agenda of a group of people, we could call them globalist.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they're Satanist
mm-hmm.
because they are pawns, puppets of the devil.
Yeah.
There is an agenda, a one world government,
mm-hmm.
a new world order, whatever you would want to call it. But before that can take place, two things have to happen. America has to be destroyed, brought down,
mm-hmm.
and the church has to be discredited.
Uh-huh.
Now, Vladimir Lenin said, "Give me your children for 4 years, and they will always be communist."
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they began. They began right with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, American students are being socially promoted, not educated, but indoctrinated. They can't read and they can't write, many of them, even when they graduate. They are tailor-made to be the useful idiots Lenin spoke about that make a socialist state possible. Students in America do not study our history, our own American history.
Mm-hmm.
They do not study the fact that our founding fathers believed in God Almighty and built this nation upon the principles in His Word. They do not study what truly made Americans great.
No.
And like I said, most people are followers, and they will follow the leader that's in that position. It's sad to say, Sister Sharon, that the leaders that we have today are leading us down a path of destruction. Our nation today is $18 trillion in debt. Who's going to pay that? Now we have illegal immigrants coming into our nation. They're getting the jobs. They're not paying them near the minimum wage that Americans would get. And it's putting people out of business. But this socialism ideology is being rooted in our nation, and we, the church, have to stand up and fight against it.
Yes, we do. I believe, let me just say this, I believe Christians should be involved in every way. Number one, I believe they should be seekers of God, seekers of the Word. They should be faithful, involved in their church. But I also believe they should get involved in the political realm as well. I believe it's our civic duty. It's a privilege. And Christians who don't vote informed, they're going to stand before God, I believe, for the people they vote into office who have principles that are anti-Word of God.
Yes. I don't believe in the rioting, the protesting, the violence that has taken place. But I do believe there is a place for protesting.
Oh, I do too.
That Christians should stand up and protest, but more importantly, the preacher should preach.
Yes, yes.
The gospel. Let me read a statement from John Adams, our second president, who also served as chairman of the American Bible Society.
He did.
Think of that.
Mm-hmm.
In an address to the military leaders, he said, "We have no government armed with the power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and true religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." So what is the answer to the racism problem? It's not going to come from the government. It's not going to come by stirring up the emotions of people.
Yeah.
It's going to come through preaching the gospel of love.
That's right.
And hope and salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what made America great. It can make America great again.
Amen. Have you found, though, and have you seen that when you preach truth, when you preach the family unit the way God intended, that people almost take that as hate speech anymore.
Yes.
And that's what's so sad. It's because people have been indoctrinated. I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only hope for this country. Not social gospels, not the good neighbor policy sermons, but I think it's going to take the declaring thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen. That's going to make a difference.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Sharon, for hundreds, thousands of years, the Jew has been the scapegoat for all of the problems of the world. But there's coming a time they're going to say the same thing about the Christian.
Yes.
The Christian is the problem to all of the things that are happening in our world. And there's coming persecution, but there's a refining in that fire, a persecution.
I see what has happened to the church. It's almost like the frog in the kettle story. You know, you can put the frog in the kettle and put it in lukewarm water and slowly heat it up until the frog is boiled to death.
Yes.
And he doesn't jump out because he's been, he acclimates to that. And I think we have acclimated to sin. The church has. Denominations have. And we need a stirring. We need a true Holy Ghost revival of repentance in this nation. And I believe it's going to start with a church seeking God, repenting, and interceding, and being involved.
Yes.
And being informed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that lukewarmness. That was the condition of the Laodicean church. They were lukewarm. That's the church of the end time. But praise God, there is another church.
Yes, there is.
The Philadelphia church.
Yes, there is.
That is the church that is making a stand for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I thank God I'm a part of that. And He's Alive Radio is a part of that.
Amen.
And we're seeing great results. People are hungry for God.
Amen. We are coming right back. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And we want to pray for you. Brother Bill, as a child, I can remember Oral Roberts being on the radio and Jimmy Swaggart and different ones, R.W. Shambach. And I can remember they would have a time of prayer and Mother would go and lay her hands on the radio or on the speaker. And I believe that the anointing is transferable. And as we pray today, whether you lay your hand on yourself or the radio, it doesn't matter, but some act of faith.
Amen.
And just believe God that He's going to touch you. And we'll be Amen. Right back and pray.
Sides of moonlight and shooting stars, shepherds keep the late watch on a crisp blue night. Suddenly the darkness breaks with full delight, with hosts of heaven's angels filling the sky.
Before we go to the Lord in prayer, I just want to make mention your program every Saturday, 11:15, the anchor holds.
Yes.
You can tune in to He's Alive Radio and hear some good teaching, and it's always going to be the truth. You can count on the gospel, the truth being declared. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer today, and I was sensing that there are some grandmas and there are some of those who are so burdened for their children right now. They try to speak truth, but they, you know, we seem like old fogies, you know, out of date, out of touch with what's going on in the world today. But would you pray for the burdens of the heart and for our children right now?
Praise God. Heavenly Father, oh God, I just sense your presence so wonderfully today.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I'm so thankful for those that have been faithful. Those grandmas, those great-grandmas, those mothers, those fathers who have stood in the gap for their children, for this generation. And they've clung to the old rugged cross.
Yes, Lord.
They've lifted up the blood-stained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have pleaded that blood over their children.
Yes, Lord.
And over their nation. And over their church. And I thank you, God, that you have answered their prayers. And you are answering their prayers.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I pray today that you would put hope in the hearts of the people. No matter what they're going through. That there is a great breakthrough coming because God has a plan.
Yes, Lord.
A good plan to prosper and to bless, to give us an expected end, a great outcome.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, there's a great day a coming.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I just pray that your people today would be encouraged and keep on keeping on, keep
Thank
on
you, Lord.
Praying, keep on speaking the word of God. And pray for our nation.
Yes.
Pray for our leaders. God, heal people today. Save them. Set them free in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And Father, for those that are sick in body today, Lord, I thank you that you are the healer. For that one that's been having chemo treatments and radiation and very weak and very sick. For that one that's a diabetic and has been feeling extremely down. For that one, oh God, with a heart condition that just seems to not be able to get to from point A to point B. Father, I just thank you that you are their strength. You are their portion. You are their healer. We curse disease at the very root in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
And we declare healing virtue flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Be made well. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Receive it now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Praise God.
Now, you are a minister of the gospel. You're a part of Everlasting Covenant, Fairmont, West Virginia. When do you have church?
We have church, of course, every Sunday at 10:15, Sunday school at 9:30. And then we have a Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock, Wednesday evening services at 6:30.
Awesome.
And we are excited about what God is doing.
Amen. And once again, the anchor holds every Saturday, 11:15, right here on He's Alive.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bill, and give your wife, Norma, our best.
I'll do that.
And a merry, merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.